Okay. I'm calling the House Hess Committee to order, and let the record show that it is 4:40.
Sure.
And those present are Representative Corrin, Representative Gardner, Representative Cisna, and myself, Wilson. And this time of the year, it gets very, very difficult to get a quorum because we have legislators that are hearing their own bills are being called up in other committees, and so it's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. So apologize to the people that are waiting anxiously for us to at least interview them and for the confirmation hearings. So what we'll do right off the bat is what we will, without any further ado, we will start right away. Did she leave?
She did. Well, you have a quorum. You can.
Yeah, but we can't vote until. I mean, we have to. She has to be here for the vote.
But we need to go get her.
But we can. We can wait. We can wait a little bit. Okay. So anyway, first of all, we'll hear the confirmation hearings for Board of Education and Early Development. And in your packets, you have information on each of the candidates. And so go to tab. Trying to see which tab 3, and that is Mrs. Esther Cox. And Esther, are you online? If your mute button might be on, so
I am online.
Okay, good. Esther, I guess the first thing that we want to you're a reappointment, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I guess the best thing to do then is tell us why you were interested in being reappointed.
Well, because I think we have a really good thing going with the state school board right now. We have a great board. Everyone on the board brings a specific background experience that meshes and makes it a board where we've been able to debate and discuss and I think do some good things for the kids in the state of Alaska. And I've only had a couple of years on the board, and I would like to have a full term.
From your point of view, you've had 2 years now. Do you feel that it takes a while to kind of get up to par so that you can really feel comfortable with dealing with the issues?
Well, that's absolutely true. And, of course, the first job that we had as this particular board was to hire a commissioner. And quite frankly, I think we did a super job with that one. And become familiar with all of the, the problems and the concerns that we have in education throughout the state.
Okay, well, has the board taken any stand at all on the area cost differential?
No, not at all. I think we have discussed it some, but not to any great length.
All right. Does anyone on the committee have any questions?
I'd like to ask one.
Representative Corrin.
Hello, Esther. This is Vic Corrin.
Hello there, Representative. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. I think one of the best things that we can do, and I'm kind of in a minority in my thinking on this, but one of the best things we can do to improve education statewide is encouraging alternatives, mm-hmm. such as homeschooling, private education, correspondence, charter studies, and so forth. What do you think of alternatives in education?
Well, I come from a district that has really tried to capitalize on alternatives to education, and I absolutely believe that we have to offer families and kids some options as far as their educational process is concerned. The same shoe doesn't fit everybody. And, I was involved in public education for 33 years, and I was awfully happy to know that there were alternatives out there for kids.
Mm-hmm. Would you, this is putting you on the spot just a little bit, but as a follow-up, Madam Chair, what's your opinion about a voucher system? Would you be in favor or against or neutral on that, or share your thoughts on that, please?
Well, I know that, by and large, educators aren't in favor of a voucher system. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure that that I think that's the way to go. But that's always an option to be considered, and I'd certainly give it due consideration.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you for your thoughts, Esther.
Yes.
Representative Sisna.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Cox, I'm well aware that we have the exit exam that we're getting kids ready for, and that we've got No Child Left Behind criteria that also keep the schools pretty focused on passing basic education skills. But what I've been working in my own area on is developing curricula to put in career ladders and to really stress workforce development, because certainly in the health field, which is the leading employer in the state right now and will continue to be a strong force in the workforce of the future, and in all other fields, that's what the training oftentimes, well, I mean, basically we want all the kids in school to get out there and have some kind of work that they love. I think that's one of the real important purposes of schools, and just wonder what your thinking is on that particular take, because right now that's not what we're able to emphasize as much as we used to, I think.
Well, I'm Representative, I'm not even sure that we used to emphasize it obviously what you're talking about or what I'm talking about. You're talking to a former principal of the King Career Center here in Anchorage.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe fully that kids ought to be able to be graduated with some kinds of skills. You know, working with your hands sometimes is looked down upon, and yet the bottom line is that no matter what a student goes into, a student is going to have some skill development, and I think it's essential. And we're looking at high school reform. The president has money, you know, that he's talking about high school reform, and I think that's one direction that the high schools are going to have to look into more thoroughly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Esther. I guess my concern. That we have somebody from Anchorage, and I know you made the comment already that the board hasn't talked about the cost differential study, but I just would like to ask your opinion. Do you feel that the schools across the state are equally funded and the kids have equal opportunity?
Well, you know, boy, I hate to say this, that's really a loaded question. I think that wherever you are in the state, you know, you think you have to have more dollars. How do I say this and not get myself into a whole pile of trouble? There is a cost differential. It obviously costs more money to educate youngsters in rural Alaska, and that I think certainly has to be a consideration. What that cost differential has to be, I'm certainly not the person that can come up with that number.
Yeah,
but I do know that it's more expensive, starting with, you know, energy costs and insurance costs and just housing costs.
Thank you. I didn't mean to infer that you had to say, well, this number is the right number.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we will ever be able to agree on that.
But, I think you're right about that.
But the fact that there is an unfairness in some areas is definitely there. And I guess because Anchorage kind of is in the middle of it all, because we finally got some good funding last year, and it was finally because Anchorage really complained, and we got it. And there's lots of other schools that had been needing it for a long time, and it really hadn't happened until Anchorage came online. So I just kind of, it's important to me that you understand that there's people in other parts of the state that need it just as bad as, if not worse than Anchorage.
Well, I have to tell you, Representative, it's been a real good experience for me to be on the board because it's given me a whole different perspective about, you know, where needs are in the state of Alaska. So I absolutely hear what you're saying.
Yeah. I've actually got some schools in my district that have not been able to buy a new textbook in 15 years.
Well,
you know, and I've got another a school that actually bought some books and they couldn't afford new ones, and so they had some old ones, so they went online and bought secondhand ones so that they could make enough so that each of their kids could have books, the old books.
Well, I certainly hope the books they have aren't history books so that the maps aren't even current.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I know that's kind of put you on the spot. Thank you very much.
Okay, am I finished?
I don't see anyone else ready to ask any questions, so do I hear a motion?
How would the motion be worded? Just I move to confirm. Esther Cox?
Yeah, but that we will refer her to the joint committee of both houses for them to decide
okay.
on.
Okay, I would make that motion then, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Esther, very much.
And thank you.
Shirley Halloway.
Hi. Hello, I'm here, Representative Wilson.
How are you, Shirley?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
You've been in education a long time. We can see that. There's no doubt about that. And you've really done some things in this state that have made a difference in education. Tell us why you want to be reappointed to the board.
Well, you know, I suspect I share some similarities with all of you who have put your lives on hold and decided to serve the state as legislators because you want to make a difference and you want to leave this earth having hopefully made some kind of a difference to the people of Alaska and to the children of Alaska. And I think that's part of my motivation. This is 42 years I've been involved, and I think it's in my blood. It gives me a sense of purpose. I think I bring a lot of experience. I've had some successes and I've had some failures, and I feel like I do need to give back. The state of Alaska has been very, very good to me. It's been a marvelous experience to have the majority of my career there, and this is a way that I think that I can continue to help and support something that I think is vital to our country and to our state, and that's public education.
Thank you. Any questions for me? Representative Cisna.
Oh, thank you very much. Holloway, did you hear my question of Esther Cox on the workforce development and seeking ways to develop curricula so that we meet all of the requirements we have, and yet we're preparing children for their future of having wonderful, exciting, meaningful work?
Absolutely, and I appreciate the fact that you brought it up. There's nothing more important than developing pathways and career ladders for students, and everybody's going to go to work. Whatever the nature of that work might be, will be different for all of our youngsters, but they do need a set of skills in terms of deciding where they want to go with their lives. The misconception that somehow what No Child Left Behind is doing doesn't fit into that is very bothersome to me. What we're trying to do with all of the efforts that have been made before and now with No Child Left Behind is to ensure that kids can read, write, and compute. And that's basic to a career ladder. And I have to tell you that my own experience is that some of the best basic skills teachers are vocational education teachers because they understand how to teach those skills in a relevant way, and it's so meaningful to students. I don't think we have to give up one for the other, that they are a natural mesh, if you will. So, you know, when I was on the slope, we developed a center for occupational training, and we found that we could increase reading and math skills through a small engine repair just as well as we could in a classroom. And we were preparing students students to be able to do some things in that environment that would serve them their whole lives.
Okay, thank you very much, Shirley.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
No, I just want to say hi, though, Shirley. She's my constituent.
Hello.
I don't have a question, Madam Chair, but I do want to make an observation.
Okay.
I've actually, I haven't known Shirley well, but I've known of her and worked with her somewhat when I was first the chair of the Budget Subcommittee for Education 10 years ago, and I gained a lot of respect for her back then, and obviously she commands respect from people on both sides of the political aisle, having been appointed the Education Commissioner under the Knowles administration, but again under the Murkowski administration, so that speaks a lot of her. And her biography here, although somewhat general in nature, it makes it clear that she's got quite an impressive background here, and I think she's probably too qualified for this position. But
thank you, Representative Coring. That's very kind of you.
Looking forward to working with you in this capacity as you continue.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Take a motion?
Yes, I would.
Okay, Madam Chair.
Representative McGuire.
I move that we move forward on the name of Ms. Shirley Holloway. And has Esther been done?
Yes.
Okay, so of Ms. Shirley Holloway as a member of the Board of Education and Early Development onto the full body for consideration.
Okay, hearing no objection, that's so moved. And we have one more left, and you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn the gavel over to Representative McGuire, and if you can go ahead and...
Representative Wilson, I'm going to get off the line. I want to thank all of you for your time and your support.
Thank you very much, and congratulations to both of you.
Bye-bye.
And do you have the papers for that? Okay. I'm going to turn it over to Representative McGuire. I'm going to have to leave, and... we're going to take a brief leave.
It's come to our attention we need to remake the motion regarding Esther Cox. So I move that we forward the name of Ms. Esther Cox as a member of the Board of Education and Early Development onto the full body for consideration.
And hearing no objection, so moved.
Okay, and next we're going to go to, Madam Chair has passed the gavel, we're going to go to consideration for a seat on the Professional Teaching Practices Commission for Ms. Bonnie Gaborik in North Pole. Are you there, Ms. Gaborik?
Yes, I am.
Tell us why you want to be, continue to be, I guess, a member of the Professional Teaching Practices Commission.
Well, actually, no, this would be my first time because this would be fulfilling Vivian Daly's role because she moved from the state. And so... this would be my first time on the board, and I just feel that it's the ultimate, it is so important for the teaching profession to police its own ranks, and both for the protection of the students that we serve and the parents, and also for the teachers and administrators out there who sometimes get caught in a situation that we may not know all the information to and that we need to look at very carefully. If nothing else, teaching is about ethics. And I heard a presentation by Bonnie Barber last spring when she came to Fairbanks, and I was fascinated by her explanation of the whole process. And I just felt this was a way I could continue on to keep involved in education beyond the classroom. And I wanted to give it a try. I have a reputation as an educator as being being fair across the board and being able to make tough decisions when necessary and to be able to keep confidences when it's necessary. And, of course, it's always necessary as an administrator. And so... I think I would do a good job. I'm just very, very interested in giving it a try.
Any questions from Ms. Gaborik? Any further questions from the committee? If you're that qualified, nobody even has a question for you. We're just thrilled that you'd want to do this.
Pardon?
We're just thrilled that you would want to take.
Oh yeah, I'm just thrilled for the chance to try it, to do it.
Okay, well, we appreciate your time, and you can go ahead and get off the line. We're going to take a brief at ease to get another member here for the vote. So,
all right,
we'll take a brief at ease. Order, and we do have a quorum. So, is there a motion? Want me to make it? I'll make the motion. Okay, so I move that we forward on the name of Ms. Bonnie C. Gaborik as a member of the Professional Teaching Practices Commission onto the full body. Is
Chair,
there?
Chair goes to the full body. There's not a committee between here and the floor.
I think it goes to the full body.
Okay. Just checking.
You know?
I didn't see it.
I don't know.
Suggesting otherwise, but I was just wondering.
I forwarded on, I guess, to the next appropriate step. How's that? Is there an objection to that motion? Okay. Hearing none, her name has been forwarded out of this committee in any event. To a joint session for consideration. Okay. And so with that, the HES committee will stand in recess.